Hello, dear friends. The Lord bless you in this beautiful day. I'm here with Angela.
Hello, everybody.
And we are here in our studio for a little interview with Brother Joseph about the end time.
Nice to be here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, we know the Lord has given you an anointing to understand the Bible prophecies about the end time, such as the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, and to also understand the world events and news through the Bible prophecies. Angela and I have a few minutes only, and we have a few questions to ask you.
Yes.
All right. Let me see if I can answer. I'm not that smart. But a lot of things, maybe I can help a little.
The first question is, Brother Joseph, can you help us understand in the Bible prophecies, where are we now in the end time? What stage are we in, and what comes next?
Well, to help you understand, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. I can only give you scripture, and then I like to let people understand on their own. I don't like to push it.
Amen.
Well, where are we now in the end time? Every church I've been preaching to, the born-again churches, they agree that we are in the end time. So where are we now? Well, in Daniel 11:21, you have it? Can you read that?
Hello,
it talks about the rise of the Antichrist. In Daniel 11:21 until 45, it's all about the Antichrist.
Daniel 11:21.
Yes.
And in his place shall arise a vile person, to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue.
All right. So this is the Antichrist. The scripture before, please. Just before what happens. Before the rise of the Antichrist, what happens? 11:20.
There shall arise in his place one who imposes taxes on the glorious kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, but not in anger or in battle.
All right. So one imposes taxes. In the Greek is the word Nagash.
Now what does it mean?
It means to drive, to harass, to tyrannize, to oppress. In other words, he's a collector of taxes, imposes taxes. When he collapses in a few days, no battle, no anger, his place will be taken by the Antichrist.
It says in his place
there arise a bad person.
Yeah. Who is this imposer of taxes?
Well, it seems to me, without being dogmatic or anything, it seems to me it represents the international banking system of today, who is harassing, tyrannizing, oppressing government, etc.
It's not the government, because the government takes the taxes.
Yeah, right, but they're all indebted, so the money eventually ends up in the international banking system. So looking at the world's condition, just read the newspaper today, you see that there is a crisis, which is, all the politicians say that the solution is around the corner. Well, as soon as you turn the corner, say, hey, we mean the next corner. So it's like the only politic you can really believe is the Bible, okay?
So the one who imposes taxes could be the banking system.
That's what I believe. That's what it seems to me.
What does it mean? In a few days it shall be destroyed, not in anger, not in battle.
Right, it means there's not going to be a war, okay? Bombs, destruction. It would be like a financial collapse like in 1929, the Black Monday. People would be sorry, in fact. Nobody likes the banking system, but when it collapses, everybody cries because it's their money. Understand?
So we, in the end time, we are at the moment of the financial crisis, which will end up in a collapse.
Yeah, it will collapse, and from its ashes, the Antichrist will rise. So this is a possible interpretation, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. So the next step after the financial collapse is the rise of the Antichrist, right?
Yes, exactly. And he will come in through peace. Look, I'll give you some scripture about his strategy of peace or false peace. One is Daniel 11:21, we read. Then is Daniel 8:25. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:3. It's all about peace. The trick that the Christ will use to deceive the world will be peace. He will come to bring peace. You understand?
So he's a political leader?
Definitely. He's a political leader because the world is divided between the politicians, atheists, or whatever, and the religious. So for the political world, the devil will use the Antichrist to deceive the world politically, okay, like a new Hitler, etc. And then for the religious world, the devil will use a false prophet. You can see that in Revelation 11, from verse 11 until the end. It's called false prophets in Revelation 19:20. The devil's strategy will be these two leaders deceiving the whole world. You understand?
Okay, yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And so this trick about bringing peace and deceiving the world through peace, you can see that the whole world, like the spirit of the devil in the world, is already pushing for peace all over. Everybody's preaching about peace.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. But it's not the peace of Christ. It's not the Prince of Peace. It's not the Bible peace.
Yes, it's
a political peace. It's a false peace. Understand?
Deceiving.
Exactly. You see, now they are pushing peace in the Middle East, the Israel, the Palestinians, the Muslim Jews, they're all being pushed to make peace. They all want peace, but they cannot have it because they all want it at their own terms. Understand? So peace is going to be the spirit of the
Antichrist. So you think we're so close? You think we're so close, actually?
We're very, very close.
So basically the stage is being prepared through this push for peace.
Exactly. And the next step is going to be, as we read in Daniel chapter 7 and Revelation 17, there are going to be 10 horns. In Daniel 7, there is a fourth beast, which most Bible scholars agree it's the Roman Empire. On this fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7, there are 10 horns, which it says in Daniel 7, 21 to 25 over there. It says that there are 10 kings. So they will unite, and as we see in Revelation 17, they will give power to the beast.
What does it mean, the beast?
There are 10 horns, which are 10 nations, on the head of the Roman Empire beast. So from their geographical location, the Roman Empire, there will be 10 horns, 10 nations, which will rise, will unite, and give power to the beast, the Antichrist.
The beast understand? Is the Antichrist.
Exactly. So that's what's happening. So is Europe getting united? Absolutely. Just look around. Look at the newspaper. Read the news.
Yeah, but the European community is more than 10.
They are 28.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just recently, there have been 11 who united militarily.
Ah.
They have a symbolical army.
Okay.
Okay, symbolical army. So England is out of it, but Poland joined. It used to be the Western European Union until 2011 when they disbanded. Uh-huh. There was England. Now England is out. And now there is Austria and Poland instead. So there are 11. Bible prophesied there'll be 10 at the end, that they give power to the beast, Revelation 17. Okay, and then they will fight against the Lamb, and the Lamb will destroy them. That's Armageddon.
So in other words, Europe will follow the Antichrist.
Exactly.
But according to the Bible prophecies, you're saying actually 10 nations.
Yeah, 10 nations from Europe. After the 28, the 10 will unite, and they will follow the Antichrist.
So then, like you mentioned, the world pushing for peace and the nations of Europe uniting are two specific signs that were very close to the rise of the Antichrist.
Yeah, exactly. They were the signs prophesied that would introduce the Antichrist into the world.
Wow, amazing.
In fact, the scripture gave you, 1 Thessalonians 5:3, when they say peace and safety, immediately comes a sudden destruction.
So when the world
thinks, oh, we are peace, in Israel, Palestine, etc., sudden destruction, understand?
Yeah.
Wars after war. Bible prophesied also an atomic war. You can see that, Revelation 9:18. So it's going to be tough.
Brother Joseph, you mentioned earlier that Daniel 11:21 up talks about the Antichrist. How do you know that?
Oh, well, you know that because in verse 31, can you read it for me, please? Daniel 11:31.
Daniel 11:31, and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation.
All right.
What does this mean?
It means, even though some people wrongly apply to Antiochus Epiphanes the fourth, couple of centuries before Christ, some people interpret that. In reality, it's not like that. Because Jesus quotes it in Matthew 24:15. He says, when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, you cannot mistake
it. Oh, wow.
In the holy place. Then in verse 16, it says, flee. Because verse 21 should be great tribulation. So if it shall be great tribulation, in other words, this abomination will trigger the great tribulation. It's clear in the end time, in the days of the Antichrist.
It's true.
All right. So Jesus quotes, when he shall see the abomination spoken by Daniel, then flee, because it shall be great tribulation.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus puts in the future, so it couldn't be Antiochus 2 centuries before Christ.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about the Antichrist of the end time. Got that?
It's very clear.
Okay, another point here, Matthew 24:15, he talks about when you see the abomination in the holy place. What is that? Holy place, it's Ezekiel 41:4. It's the temple, the sanctuary. Now, there is a point here. The temple is not there.
So basically, the Antichrist will put the abomination of desolation in the holy place, which is the temple.
Exactly.
But the temple doesn't exist.
But the temple is not there.
Mm-hmm. So then?
Why? Because the Palestinians don't let the Jews build it. The Jews want to build it. Old Testament says, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So they want the temple so they can sacrifice the animals, so they can shed the animal blood, so their sins can be forgiven, etc., etc. They want the temple. In fact, if you go to Jerusalem, they have the cornerstones, this big block, everything ready, prefabricated. They calculated between 6 to 8 months the temple will be ready. I mean, you can just go on internet and click whatever you want. There are documents everywhere, YouTube, there are everything. They're ready to build a temple, but the Palestinians don't let them. That would trigger a war, you understand?
So you're saying in the future they'll build it?
They will have to build it because the prophecy says the abomination shall be in the holy place, which is the temple, you understand?
And what happens after the Antichrist puts the abomination in the temple?
Well, that's the whole purpose of the devil and the flesh, the Antichrist, to pretend to preach peace, to actually bring what he really wants. 2 Thessalonians 2, so he can sit in the temple of God, claiming he is God.
Oh.
So you see, that's another scripture to show that there will be a temple. Is the devil behind the crisis, the financial crisis? Because the devil is trying to destroy his own creation, the financial system, so he can bring his latest creation.
Well, what is that?
A new financial system. You can see the Revelation 13. It's called the Mark of the Beast, without which nobody can buy, nobody can sell. But the people who receive it will go to hell. You can see the Revelation 14, verse 9.
So the Antichrist will sit in the temple and will implement the Mark of the Beast.
That's what it says, 2 Thessalonians 2. You sit in the temple. And as we see here, it will place abomination of desolations in the temple.
And what do you think is the mark of the beast?
Mark of the beast, I believe, like most Bible scholars, is going to be the microchip which already exists. But whatever it's going to be, doesn't matter, just don't receive it. The politicians woke up one morning and they decided to just put it on all the animals in many countries. They don't ask your permission, they don't ask for you to vote.
Why do you think it's the microchip?
Why? Because it has all the characteristics to control your brain, to make you do what they want. You can remote control a person, make him become a zombie, you understand? Just the person doesn't know.
So but basically it's the device to control people.
Yes, it influences the thoughts. It's controlled by satellite, etc. It's remote controlled. It's a radio, receives signals. It enslaves people who receive it. And basically it will make it impossible for people to receive the Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why those who receive it go to hell.
So then, Brother Joseph, the microchip is spreading fast, and it could be the future mark of the beast. The financial crisis is upon us. The world is pushing for peace. Europe is uniting to support the Antichrist, and the Jews are ready to rebuild the temple. Now, what do you think God wants us to do in view of all these things?
Well, listen, like it says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, check that your salvation is true, and make sure you baptize in the Holy Spirit. All right?
Amen.
That will give you the power and the strength for everything. Then do your part to belong to a true church, to support your church and your pastor. Be an active and committed Christian. Learn to pray with your family. Evangelize around you. Study the Bible. Learn to seek God's face, His will, all the time, and especially to obey.
Amen.
These things will put you in a position to be guided, to be blessed, to be protected by God in what is coming. I'll give you some scripture. Look, John 14:23, Revelation 12:6-14. It talks about the blessing, the protection of God when we obey and we seek His face every day.
That's
in Jesus'
good.
Name, amen.
Amen. Lord, help us.
So our part is to seek the Lord, find His will, and obey.
Amen. Well, it's overwhelming and at the same time sobering to know all these things are prophesied in the Bible and that they will be coming. Lord, help us to prepare. Brother Joseph, that was very clear and revealing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let's remember, as long as we keep close to Jesus, His love, His word, and obedience, we have nothing to fear. He will protect us and guide us.
Yes.
God bless you.
Dear brethren, this message is free for all. You're welcome to broadcast, upload it, and spread it for God's glory. The Lord is with you all.